Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Before Boston firefighters can collect 4 years' worth of pay raises awarded to them in binding arbitration this week, the Boston City Council gets to weigh in. Funding for the 19% pay hike, costing $74 million, is subject to council approval. It would be unusual for the City Council to reject a union contract, but in light of major budget cuts planned in the difficult budget year for Boston, some City Councilors are at least considering it. To get a sense of the political landscape in Boston City Hall over this issue, and some would say difficult political landscape, we're joined by Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor, now an attorney with the law firm Nixon Peabody. Larry, always good to see you.
Good morning, Bob.
Were you at all surprised by the ruling? It was, after all, binding arbitration, so it could have gone for the union or it could have gone for the city.
Everything was on the table. I think most people expected there would be a wage package, but nobody expected it would be that big.
So what's your reaction to this package and the fact that there's really not much fiscal relief coming to the city after a four-year contract standoff with the firefighters?
I think most people view it as being a rich package in terms of wages, far greater than the police received or other unions, some of which received no relief whatsoever.
So now it goes to the City Council. The City Council gets the hot potato. Talk about the pressure on City Councilors from both sides on the issue.
It's significant. We've had a situation where already both major papers have editorialized, suggesting they should turn this down. In the ordinary course of business, there'd be respect for the arbitration process. That's always what's happened before. There would be deference to a powerful union, many of whose members are active citizens and voters. In a city which has a shrinking electorate in city elections, districts 2, 3, 5, 6, lots of firefighters live in those districts.
So it's going to be hard for the council to go against this, do you think?
Very hard, but, you know, these are not ordinary times, Bob. This will occur in the midst of the budget debate, where there are very strong feelings about the closing of the four libraries, including the library in Lower Mills, which was an important part of my life growing up, and community centers, which in many cases have played similar important roles in the lives of people growing up in the city. And it may be an opportunity for one counselor, maybe more than one, to differentiate himself from his colleagues. And that's the real interesting political challenge. In the ordinary course of business, this would be passed 13 to nothing. These are not ordinary times, and some might think it's an act of political suicide if someone votes against a powerful union. Some might suggest it's a profile in courage.
Driven by the outrage in many communities, as you pointed out, by the possible closure of four branches of the city library.
If the last portion of the agreement, which I believe is an additional 2.5% for 2011, the kicker, as it's sometimes called, if that were eliminated in and of itself, there might be enough money to keep the libraries and community centers open. Budgeting is a zero-sum game. We have Prop 2.5 in this state. There are limits upon which a city can raise and spend. And the other variable, Local 718 endorsed Michael Flaherty, went all out for his candidacy, and although he came closer than anybody had, he didn't come that close. And some would argue that one of the difficulties of the Flaherty candidacy, it was as impossible for him to sell himself as a candidate of change with the backing of the Firefighters Union. And I think that that's also something which those members of the City Council, many of whom are already thinking about the next mayoral election, we'll have to keep in mind.
So there might be political benefit to standing up against the firefighters in this contract, then.
Very few people remember the names of the 98 senators who voted in favor of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. People remember Gruning. They remember Morse as being profiles in courage. And it may be that a counselor can make some serious political hay if he stands out from the crowd. I don't think it'll be enough votes to stop it from going through, but it's very interesting political theater and perhaps one of the first chapters of the next mayoral campaign.
Stepping away from politics and talking about other negotiations coming, is this ruling going to make it very tough on the city in dealing with other unions in negotiations coming up?
Absolutely. Many of the unions stood with the mayor and provided concessions so that employees would not be laid off.
They gave up a lot.
They gave up a lot. I think it's an especially difficult upcoming negotiation with the police because the average firefighter now will be making more than the average police officer, and there's always been a goal of parity or close to parity. That's before overtime and details. But in terms of base pay, the average firefighter is now above the average police officer, and that makes it tough at the negotiating table.
Larry Nicara, former Boston City Councilor, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob.